The middle of Hilchas Shabbos, on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, Simon Shin. She said the Shulchan of Matzah Shabbos that one should organize the table after Shabbos is over by Sifach, and there's one paragraph. Sif Aleph. La'olam yisadir adam Shulchan of Matzah Shabbos. The person should always organize his table after Shabbos is over. They love Shabbos to escort to Shabbos. Fellow in the Torah, Elikazayis, even if he only needs to eat just an olive size piece of food. Says Mishpusiv Katan Alfi Sadot and Shulchan of Chulu, person should organize his table on Matzah Shabbos. Hand that is Lifris Mapa al Shulchanai, should spread out a tablecloth on this table. They are covered in an honorable way. Chinchar Dvarm Hanahugim Etzla Berichis Hashachat, so to all the other things that are applicable by him in setting up the table. Abel in Mechuyib Levashal Tavshilin, but it doesn't have to cook food or lahachin and to prepare Yisim Mashat Tzarech Lechem more than what he has to eat. Mashman Begemar, it sounds like the Gemara, the Yikba Suda Zuh Ala Pasuk Etchila, and initially one should establish this meal on bread, maybe to wash for the Suda. Can we be sure Suda Shal Shabbos, like all the other meals of Shabbos, which Shara Tzin Ois Beis brings, because Stam saying Sidur Shulchan, organize the table, sounds like for bread. Moreover, because it says over there that in the beginning, Yisad Shulchan Be'er Shabbos, and there for sure it's talking about bread for the Shabbos Suda. Moreover, because it says there shortly, that warm bread on Matzah Shabbos is malugma, so it sounds like that it's on this teaching that it's going, that because one should have bread meal on Matzah Shabbos. Since Mishnah refer this as we got mashmir, it also sounds like the table can chill. It's good initially. Lahadur oisa bebasser to try to beautify the meal with meat or b'shar tavshin and other cooked dishes. And yeshli if he has, mainly if he doesn't have. But chachish is lahil gas always concerned for overeating. It's like in the summer months, that we delayed in our times to eat shashudas close to the evening. So you're not going to be hungry from Lava Malka. Then you fulfill this with types of pastries, or at least with some type of fruits. Sivkat and bays. And the reason why we do this is to escort the Shabbos. The Kishem Shabbos Bechnesas. Just like if the honor Shabbos when it enters, which is with the Friday night meal, with Kiddush. Kintzach l'chabda b'yitziyas, so you have to honor it when it's leaving. Shem shadim alav, as ha-melech b'tzeizim here, just like a person escorts the king when he leaves the city. The time is in there, for this reason it seems, shetoyv like dima, that it's good to do it earlier, kiddush diyas b'uchal yitziyas ha-shabbos, that it should be close to the time of when Shabbos is ending. Because the Shartzi Naisei says, that the norm of escorting is when the person's leaving, not after they already left. They already forgot about them because you're already engaged in like malachas and you're playing ball or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And then you get Lava Malka. It's not really like that they already left a long time ago. So as Mishra referred, he says, V'mein etoy v'dayin lecho. Now, if a person just doesn't have an appetite yet to eat, so at least what's appropriate, shalai yasi b'malach b'keva. Don't engage in a permanent type of malacha chekam to the zoo until you fulfill this meal. I'm sure true with the mashma. Sounds like from the indikadai, it's not worthy chogav in all cases la'achra to delay it at least yes mechatzes. Definitely not later than midnight. Rama Kadmonim, the earlier one said, the eiver ba'adam. There's one limb in the person. Beniskei shema, its name is niskei. But eiver nishukarim bekever. This organ remains in the grave. As the Sharatin Zayin says, the reason for this is it's burden Eli Rab, because this Aver did not receive pleasure from the Eitzadas, because Adam ate it on Erev Shabbos, and this Aver does not have any pleasure from any food, only on Matzah Shabbos. So this Aver did not get from the Eitzadas, so therefore was not decreed on it to be destroyed, even through death. Now, says Mishabura, so this Aver remains Kaim Adesa Tchi until the time of the revival of the dead. And even after all the bones have rotted, this one's not. Now, this Alim, for the reason why he's still around, like the Sharatzin explained, does not have any pleasure from any eating, only from the meal of Mav Malka. So that's what we eat to give it sustenance. However, this meal is not obligatory on the person. Like the three meals of Shabbos. There we alluded to it from the Pesukim. This is just a generic mitzvah. because of escorting the Shabbos. But nafkamina, and the relevancy of this is hechadi evshel lekam kulam. You cannot fulfill all of them, so then you choose the shalosh shudis over that of malav malka, which the Shaar Tzinois test says, and so too if he has meat or fish or something similar like, that's just at the minimum, better to beautify that more the shalosh shudis than for that of a big malav malka. Zivkat and gimel. And we said that it's to escort as a Shabbos to Shabbos. But Tabas Yesh Noigim, for this reason, some have the custom, the Harbis Neiris Be Matzah Shabbos, to increase the candles on Matzah Shabbos, Yesh Meachal, more than the weekdays. Noigim Kam Kren Lim, Piyut Mesmiris, they also have the custom to say different types of songs and hymns, Ach Abdullah after Abdullah, Selach Reinim, as a way of escorting the Shabbos. Some of the dishes, dish number one, we said to put out a tablecloth on Matzah Shabbos. Now, regarding spreading out the cloth, the cover of the Shabbos, in Reish Shamach Beis, the Mishbura wrote that it should remain spread out until after Abdullah. So, therefore, if a person removed the tablecloth after Abdullah, then you should go back and put it again for the honor of the Suzma of Malka. Says the Sefer Be'alocha, because it's trying to be Miyasha, why don't we put it out? It's still out. So, if someone took it off after Abdullah, then put it back on for Malav Malkas. Issue number two. If someone had a long shalosh shudis and they continued up until nighttime, so Eliyahu writes that he does not have to eat anymore from the shudis of Malka. Matar Ephraim writes that the person should have in mind with his thoughts that this meal should be effective also for the shudis of Malka. The Elif Lamata over there, he adds on that since based on majority, shalosh shudis continues until the nighttime, so therefore there are Tamil Chachamim that are not careful with shudis of Malka and they suffice with just eating some type of a treat or fruits after Abdullah. Because the fact that Shalosh Shudis went into the tinkle of Shalosh Shudis went into nighttime, you already had some of the Malav Malka. Now, women, Tari Shabbos, Tilda, but they write that does not fulfill your obligation. The Kabbachim writes, Al Pisaid, that based on the secrets of Kabbalah, you have to make a fourth meal on its own. And even if Shalosh Shudis went until 11 o'clock at night, you're not Yaitz. Dish number three. Even the Matzah Yom Tov, Chaznish, had the custom to eat Sudas Malav Malka, so to speak. Dish number four, that we said, don't go later than midnight. So this halacha is learned from the words of Shari Tshuva named Arizal. That one should not say Vidoy Matzah Shabbos until after Chatzais. Because since until Chatzais, you still have Kedusha Shabbos. So the Ben Ashkai learned this halacha also from the words of Arizal. So Kedusha Shabbos goes up until midnight. So that's the latest that you could have Malav Malka. Dish number five, Prima writes, regarding women's obligation on Malav Malka, it's appropriate also for them to have this suit because this Eivor of Naskoi does not have any anda only from this meal. So women would also have to have that. But if he brings it to Magen Avraham, his Mitzayin to Simri Shadi Aleph, and Prima Godman explains what the Magen Avraham means to say, is Davka Suud Shlishi, so women are obligated. But they're not chayiv in the suit of Malav Malka. Now the end of Machzah Shekel writes, it's possible to explain what the Kavanah of the Magen Avraham is, that women are obligated in the Suda. Like he writes over there regarding the Chiv of Nashim by Suda Shlishas, if all halachas of Shabbos, men and women are the same. And that's how the Kaf HaChaim writes that women are obligated in the Suda from Lav Malka. Now the end of Torah Shabbos writes that even though all the reasons that they sit on the Suda applies also by women, that is to escort the Shabbos and the pleasure of this bone of Naska, but Lamaisa, does not seem that women are obligated in it because since it's own independent mitzvah and it's not one of the mitzvahs of Shabbos, and it's a mitzvah, say, Dirabbanan Shazman Garamah, that women are apart from.